Mangrove planting. The State Department for Cabinet Affairs Office of the Deputy President has adopted a site at the Tudor Creek in Mikandani Ward to plant mangroves in a bid to increase its forest cover along the coastline. According to the National Forest Resources Assessment Report 2021, Mombasa has a forest cover of 4,233 hectares, a forest cover capita of 35.03 and a tree cover of 5,130 hectares. The report shows that in proportion to forest types, mangrove is the least one with 1.1%, while the natural forest type has the highest with 84%. Tudor Creek is the biggest and the only forest in Mombasa. The creek starts from Fort Jesus to Rabai in the neighboring Kilifi County. The creek has degraded mangrove areas due to human activities and urban development. Dr. Idris Dakota, Principal Secretary of the State Department for Cabinet Affairs, led staff, the community and a local organization in planting 10,000 mangrove propagules to actualize their target for this financial year. The main aim of our initiative here is to contribute to the 15 billion tree journey as stipulated by the president of this country. When he took power, he was clear in his vision that he wanted to plant 15 billion trees in 10 years, said Dr. Dakota. Principal Secretary, PS, for Cabinet Affairs Idris Dakota, L. leads staff and community members in a tree planting exercise in Mikandani, Jomvu. The State Department for Cabinet Affairs, being part of the executive, have come out in numbers with communities around here intending to plant more than 10,000 mangrove seedlings, he added. The main reason they chose to plant mangroves is because it is an indigenous plant that also has enormous benefits. Mangroves can store carbon. It also has economic benefits to communities. It can also be used for ecotourism and cultural tourism because it contributes to the cultural heritage of this particular area, stated Dr. Dakota. Kenya Forest Service, KFS, Deputy County Conservator Rebecca Mungori revealed since the start of the 15 billion tree planting campaign, 9 million trees have been planted. We have realized the number as a result of a partnership with different stakeholders like Big Ship Organization, said Mungori. She encouraged organizations to step up environmental conservation efforts for mangroves through the setting up of nurseries. Mangrove as a resource is so rich that you cannot exhaust it. We have many ways of using it sustainably without cutting because it's the breeding ground for fish. On her part, Susan Akinyi, head of programs, Big Ship Organization, said they are augmenting government efforts by providing technical guidance on mangrove species that thrive in Tudor Creek to combat climate change. We do monitor the trees we plant to ensure they are sustainably growing and mature to their maximum age so that they can also benefit the ecosystem, maintain the balance of ecology as well as support the community, said Akinyi. She further explained that the mangrove ecosystem acts as the first natural defender against storm surges and wind waves. They are also breeding grounds for fish, which promote the ecological and biodiversity of the ecosystem. Majority of the community living here are fisher folk. They depend heavily on the ecosystem, thus it is very important to create awareness, said Akinyi.